This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County Public Schools will open for in-person instruction in a few weeks. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
Families do have the option of an online-only curriculum, but for those who will attend in person, the reopening plan heavily relies on students and staff wearing masks, students staying in small groups throughout the day, and daily symptom checks. Heidi Dragoo is the Epidemiology Program Manager at Mesa County Public Health.
We are anticipating that we will see cases and disease spread, and I want folks to know that we're prepared for that.
Dragoo says the public health agency will be scaling up its local disease investigation and contact tracing team. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Someone who took this week's bar exam tested positive for COVID-19. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
The law student was tested for COVID-19 before they sat for the bar exam and received results after the exam was over. The examinee was asymptomatic and passed all screening protocols at the University of Denver's testing location. Frances Oliver was in the same room as the infected examinee. She said contact tracers aren't requiring her to quarantine or get tested because they didn't deem the environment to be close contact.
We were as appropriately spaced out as could be, but the idea that that means that you're not coming into close contact with people is, I think, absurd.
I'm Paul Shalsta, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies make their first appearance at home this season with almost no one to cheer them on. Fans are not allowed inside Coors Field for tonight's game against San Diego. The Rockies and Padres play again tomorrow and Sunday. This is CPR News.